If you're just joining us, you may be wondering why I am dressed down for the occasion. As I said earlier, I figured that if the bishops and the district superintendents and the clergy speaking before annual conference could wear this shirt, I certainly could on a Sunday morning. As we stand with all of those who would be oppressed, and we stand to drive out the demons of racism and oppression, I wear this shirt to make that proclamation of my baptismal vows. Let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Where is your God? Have you ever asked that? Pastors and leaders get asked that a lot. Accusatory tones asking, where is our God? Where is your God? When tragedy and conflict strike, and when it seems the demons surround us. Like Elijah, we often wonder that ourselves, even as pastors. Even if our outward appearance seems full of faith and piety and assurance, like Elijah, like David, sometimes we are just not quite sure how to answer. So we go seeking. Just like the rest of humanity, we often wonder the same thing. God, where are you? If you've ever asked this, you're not alone. Elijah asked it, seeking God when hope was lost and he felt God was nowhere to be found. And you see Elijah's humanness in this passage. You see that he has, if you've read the passages before, he has just saved Israel. He has conquered all of the false prophets, but becomes afraid, not quite believing that God can save him. And David asked it in his lament in the Psalms. I pant for you, God, as a deer pants for water. I long for you. Where are you, God? And I'm sure many people have asked it lately, whether they want to admit it or not. The events of Buffalo, Elvades, Laguna Hills, Alabama. Is there really a balm in Gilead? Is God really among us in the midst of such tragedy, of such oppression, of such injustice? I am so grateful to serve in the California Annual Conference, who proclaims from beginning to end our stance on social justice. We quoted Desmond Tutu, we don't preach a social gospel, we preach the gospel. Because the gospel is good news to the poor. And while politics might label it as an agenda, our agenda is to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those who are sick and in prison. Our annual conference, and Linda will be giving a report on that the first week in July, and our annual conference talked about feeding us, ending both spiritual and physical hunger. Because there is a whole world out there who is hungry and crying out, where is your God? And we, as humans, often just set out to find God. As if by looking for him, he'll appear. We look in all the places we think God should be. We look in places of strength and authority and power, of crowds and shouts of accolades. But where did Elijah find God? So Elijah had ran from Jezebel, the great prophet Elijah, full of fear, wanting to die. Elijah ran in fear. I love how God exposes the humanness in the people that we believe are so great. And then Elijah did what we all really need to do when we are just overwhelmed with life and think we can't possibly exist another minute. Elijah had a nap and a snack. What better way to end his spiritual and physical hunger? And we can all learn from that, at least I can. And then, with a new perspective and a renewed spirit, he began his search again. His first thoughts still were of power and grandeur, but with this renewed spirit and calmed fear, he could be still and wait. He waited. God was not in the wind of nature, the wind of politics, the wind of discourse, the winds of discontent. God was not in the earthquake. We don't need earth-shattering events to find our God. God was not in the fire. God was not in the destruction and the tragedy. Where was God? Elijah found God in the silence, in the still space of knowing, believing, feeling the presence without all of the other stuff. This silence, this is where we can finally listen, hear the voice of God speaking within our very hearts and souls. You know, I've raised a lot of teenagers in my life, and some of them came to us as teenagers and were in environments where they were not heard. And so they yelled and they spoke and they argued and they screamed. And I would often tell them very quietly, "Honey, I can't hear you when you're yelling, because I want to hear your heart." And this is what Elijah did. And the psalmist realized one doesn't really find God. He just realizes finally in that moment of solitude, he realizes that God is there and always has been there, even in the midst of our sorrow and despair. And Paul, we didn't read our scripture in Galatians, but Paul says we find God in the body of Christ. And he's right, because this is where I find God each and every day. I find God right here in the people of Belmont Heights United Methodist Church. And if God is love, and I believe God is love, then God is here in the love you show for one another. So for you, this day, I have a love letter to Belmont Heights United Methodist Church. Dear beloved community, our family has been on quite a journey the past several years, After thinking I was retiring early as a pastor, I get a call in Mexico. There's a church in California that needs a pastor. And let me tell you, this pastor needed a church. I realized the moment I got the call that I was not done in ministry. So, like a mail order bride, I was brought in from a foreign country. And now, whether you consider that foreign country Mexico or New Orleans, take your pick, or both, it was definitely a different place and culture than Southern California. Yet, we also had this amazing, my family and I, this amazing feeling that we were truly coming home. For 20 years ago, we lived right here. I grew up in Downey. After many years of wandering in the desert, we were home. We arrived and we were welcomed. We got to know each other a little. We started some new things and we were excited to begin our next 100 years, right, Karen? We were excited to begin it as a force in the community. We weathered a parsonage rebuild, pun intended, if you know how it was raining inside the parsonage one day. And Danny and I got to live while the parsonage was being prepared in the Marilyn Monroe suite of the Gatonia Castle. Because it was the only room left on Christmas Day to get us into real quick. We made it an adventure. And we embarked on a mission to declare that we are a church of, for, and with our community. And then COVID-19 caused the whole world to shift. Lockdowns, quarantines, and this 100-year-old church with virtually zero technology had to figure out how to do the most important thing to us all, how to stay connected to one another. And we did it. All hands on deck, or on computers, as it were. And we never missed a worship service, not once. And we were online and together, even if on Zoom or Facebook, we were online that very next Sunday. Because of our love for one another and our love for our church, we stayed connected. And we've been through the fire. We've been through the storm, the earthquakes, and we've been through them together. We have agreed and disagreed, as humans will. And the love of God was with us always. In the midst of a global pandemic, when other churches were just trying to survive, we embarked together on a reset, declaring all things new. And the world was asking the church, where is your God? Belmont Heights United Methodist Church was declaring with everything that they are that God is here in us. It's now been nearly 3 years since we first met. And this church took a pastor, took a chance on a new pastor from a foreign land. And we are grateful for it, our whole family. In the peace and tranquility of that beautiful parsonage, honestly, I think it's the best one in the conference, our family was finally able to take a breath and hear that God was not in all of the turmoil. God has been here all along. We were able to take a breath and get some relief from the constant stress of wondering where we were going to be next. Our kids could visit and go out to all the beaches and sights and even revisit Disneyland. and memories from so long ago. And Danny even had a yard, a big yard, to collect all of the wayward plants he likes to adopt, since I told him he couldn't bring home any more children, I don't care how many bedrooms it had. And in the quiet, we found a people who loved God and loved each other with all their hearts. And we are grateful for this season. Where is God? For me, it's not in the chaos of this world. God is not in the conflict, not in the terror or the hate or the storms of life. For me, God is right here. Right here in the people of Belmont Heights, United Methodist Church, the very body of Jesus Christ in this world. I know I'm not alone in this journey. And I know that God has sent to us, to you, another who will lead you forward in love and peace now that our season is done. There's a song we used to sing at another church I served at greeting time. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. It's so easy. It's so easy to share that love. The Jesus in you has sheltered me, loved me, strengthened me, and given me the courage and vision to go to the mountaintop. I know where God is. God is in Jesus. And Jesus is the rock on which I stand and the cleft in which I hide. I know where God is. God is in Jesus, and Jesus is in you. And Jesus is with us. With all the love in my heart, your pastor, Reverend Lisa Fitzpatrick. Amen.